Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Ah, yes. Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Byron here. Chris Byron here in the studio with you as always. Chris, assuming I can say your name right, how you doing, my friend?
Okay, pretty good. 5:11 News Radio 92.3. Let me tell you, I'm just getting this information in from the NHC, National Hurricane Center, and all there. Says Helene is going to be a very large hurricane in overall size because of the storm surge, strong wind, and heavy rain impacts that will be affecting a very large area on the eastern side of the storm. We're talking about Apalachicola east side. Notable storm surge is likely along the entire west coast of Florida. We're talking about Tampa north to the Big Bend area. On that side, tropical storm force winds are expected across much of the Florida Peninsula, as well as far inland in southern and central Georgia. So that's one thing that we're talking about. Also, preparation is underway for many folks. Florida is taking precautions for a hurricane expected to make landfall later this week. They're saying Thursday evening. Fox Weather's Mike Seidel has the latest from the state's St. George Island.
Here along the barrier islands of Franklin County, Florida, a mandatory evacuation was issued at noon today, all ahead of what's expected to be a major hurricane. Hurricane Helene forecast to make landfall later on Thursday in the Big Bend. We've got hurricane watches up for that area, all the way south, including Tampa Bay and Sarasota, plus storm surge watches. Water could be as much as 10 to 15 feet above normally high ground in the Big Bend. And it's a big storm geographically. It's going to be moving fast, so impacts are going to be felt well inland as far north as Atlanta, Georgia. On St. George Island, Florida, I'm meteorologist Mike Seidel, Fox Weather.
Okay, Travis Thompson, emergency manager over at the EOC, is in live on Pensacola Right Now. We'll entertain him at 5:35 in about 25 minutes from right now, and we'll talk to him about the local impacts, if any, and what we can expect from that, especially EOC following this thing real tight for us this afternoon. Hope you're having a great afternoon. This is News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. And, of course, one of the top stories today, Americans in Lebanon are being urged by the U.S. Embassy in Beirut to book any available flight out of the country. The embassy noted that most airlines have suspended or canceled flights, while many others are sold out. This comes as Israel and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to trade fire as tensions rise in the Middle East. Americans who choose to remain in Lebanon are being cautioned by the embassy to make contingency plans and be prepared to shelter in place for an extended period of time. The embassy also noted that U.S. military-assisted evacuations of civilians from a foreign country are rare.
Yeah, okay, congrats going out to Baptist Hospital. They did something pretty unique. It's been a year since they made that move from Mallory Street, East Street, Mallory Street, to where they are now over on Brent and the 110 freeway. Yeah, the Baptist Hospital continuing to leave a positive, impacting mark on the local community. Celebrating its one-year anniversary, Baptist officials confirm the addition of 1,350 new team members and 400 registered nurses have been hired since the $650 million hospital opened up.
Yes, and four kids are okay after their school bus was sideswiped by a semi-truck hauling a flatbed trailer in Santa Rosa County this morning. The Florida Highway Patrol says the bus was stopped at a traffic light on Anderson Lane when the semi made a left turn and sideswiped the bus. The semi then continued to the north and did not stop. There were four kids and an adult on the bus, but luckily no injuries were reported.
Boy, it's going to be a great night for bands on the beach. Weather could not be more perfect. Crosstown hits the Casino Beach Pavilion stage 7 o'clock. Bring along your blankets, beach chairs. Just leave the pets and glass at home.
Yes, you don't want to step on any glass, and you don't want to step on a dog either, or anything that the dog's leaving behind. So yes, no glass, no pets.
See, the dog always gets the bad end of this thing.
Some people, I've seen a fella, and I'm sure some people have as well if they've been out and about. I've seen some fella with like a pet skunk. It's like, I guess don't bring him either. But cats, if you walk those, don't bring one. But dogs are typically the go-to animal. Keep them out of here.
Okay, while we're talking about on animals real quickly here. Someone on the south end of the 3 Mile Bridge is killing or maiming pigeons.
Really?
They're using a blowgun. Reports are now surfacing about the discovery. 15 to 20 pigeons that have been injured. The injured birds have been taken to the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida. Not all brought in have survived. Gulf Breeze PD is conducting a thorough ongoing investigation.
Oh, well, that's good because, I mean, come on, what's wrong with people? 5:15 here, we'll get that first quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it's been a pretty easygoing evening, I'd say, at least so far. We've got some backups here and there, but it's nothing you wouldn't expect at this hour. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, backed up. 9 Mile dealing with some if you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Highway 90 traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, or traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. As Chris said earlier, should be good weather tonight, but as we get into tomorrow, it's going to be 70-80% chance of storms throughout your Wednesday with a high of 87 and low of 71.
Yeah, bring the rain gear along tomorrow and Thursday. Probably the precip is going to be pretty fluid around the area for the next couple of days, so just be prepared for that. But we're going to get bands on the beach, so it'll be nice for that. Let's not forget about what happens in 60 days. You know, you can almost identify falls here with this decision. Regular duck hunting season launches 60 days, really? November 23rd through December 1st, followed by a brief break, and then resumes from December 7th through January 26th. And yes, FWC is confirming with us this afternoon, hunters need a license. And don't forget, you're also going to need a management area permit. So don't do the wrong thing. FWC officers are out there.
Absolutely. Just about 5:17 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Jesus loves the unlovable. He loves sinners, and sinners come in all shapes and sizes. In John 3, Jesus shows love to a religious sinner named Nicodemus. Yet in John 4, he shows love to an adulterous sinner known as the Samaritan woman. Nicodemus needed to be born again even though he was religious, just as the sinful Samaritan woman who had been married 5 times and was living with a man who wasn't her husband, she also needed to be born again. The fact is, we're all sinners. When the Samaritan woman realized who Jesus was, she believed on him savingly and then told people all over town how Jesus saved her soul from the consequences of her sin. I urge you, trust Christ today to deal with your sin problem. You'll be eternally glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us tomorrow, 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind.
For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. All eyes are on the Gulf as we're watching this potential tropical system that should likely become a Hurricane Helene and where it's going to go. We also talked about Trump commemorative coins. Yeah, that's a real thing. We also talked about, kid you not, Kamala Harris chanting down, down with the deportation in 2018 as the borders are. Also, Pensacola is going to ban camping on private property, and Santa Rosa County is going to switch recycling providers. You can listen to all these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Chris, usually it's just you and me in here, but that's not the case right now, is it?
Usually it's just you and I, but in 41 days, something very exciting is happening. And a lady joining me today, Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports, talking about the best of the SEC soccer returning to Pensacola this fall. 12 nationally ranked SEC women's soccer teams will compete for that conference title. Afternoon to you, Amy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're doing just great and getting very excited. You know, this is my we've done this for 3 years, haven't we, this tournament?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because yes. I was thinking back.
Well, this will be four.
So I was thinking back, gosh, I think it's been, this is my third time out there, but and we were talking about this on the show on Monday. You know what the most impressive thing is that I like about the soccer tournament? Not besides just the play, the great play, but when those large buses pull onto the Ashton-Brosnahan complexes and how amazing they look, you know something serious is getting ready to happen.
Right. It's exciting to see those, you know, those big name colleges coming on into Pensacola for one, but to see them pulling into that field. You know, where you normally don't see, it's really exciting to see that, yeah.
So we've got 12 teams coming in for the tournament. When will we actually know the lineup of these teams?
We probably won't know them until, I would say, the week before the tournament.
Uh-huh.
It's a very close turnaround to when we know the team, to when the tournament starts. So it's very, the semi or the finals for the conference I believe are held the week before, if not 2 weeks before, then we should know by then.
I know a lot of young soccer fans, boys and girls alike, have been texting the radio station wanting to know, where can you get the tickets? Are they on sale now? Of course they are on sale, but where's the best place people can get tickets for these events?
Yes, so tickets are on sale already. You can go to PensacolaSports.org. And see all the different sessions that we have for the different games. Of course, like you said, we don't know who teams are yet, so you could you can buy your sessions. Each session is two games, so you could either do that or you can also buy a tournament book, which includes all the games. PensacolaSports.org is where you can get it all.
I would certainly like to do a repeat of 2022. That's when we set the all-SEC records for attendance that year. It was great.
Definitely. Yes, and we are prepared to hopefully sell out again this year. So we're excited for it.
Okay, this is year four of the tournament. How many years do we have the rights to host this SEC event?
So the contract is this is the last year, okay. But nothing is confirmed yet after this year, but we're hoping to have an answer or an announcement within the next month for anything past this year.
You know, I had a great sit down last year when I was at the tournament. Got a chance to spend some time with SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey, and you know, he's really high on Pensacola. He loves it here, and he was saying the tournament is just an outstanding experience for the SEC soccer fans, not only locally but from across the region. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Like I said, this is not something you normally see in our area for these big name schools to be in the panhandle. It's something that, you know, the community, we have a big soccer community in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. So it's something that the community has just encompassed, and they've really given a warm welcome to the SEC. And we couldn't be more proud of the Pensacola community that has come out and actually supported this event. And just seeing the kids that are out there that are getting to experience this event and getting to see the college level at the level that they are at, the level, college Division I, just to be able to see that in this community, I think is a big thing and very exciting for that to be here.
On championship game day, you guys have a big surprise. That's November 10th, by the way. You guys have a lot of activities planned. In fact, you're going to be doing that free fan fest. Kicks it off about 11:30, something like that, until the start of the championship game. Are you ready for that? You got music, food trucks, interactive activities. How long does it take to put this darn thing together?
The entire tournament. So we've been planning since even before the summer. I mean, we start planning at the end of last year's tournament, and you know, trying to, you know, things that we want to keep the same, things we want to change. So, but yes, you know, it's a year long process, and we are, you know, constantly having meetings with the SEC and what we can bring to the tournament, what we can make better, just the different things that kind of go into it that the fans, you know, put on a great event for the fans and for the participants, for the teams even, that we want, you know, want them to come back year after year.
Okay, it is.
But yes, like you said, Fan Fest.
Yeah, it's the best. That's what I'm saying. This is just the best of the best.
Yes. So like you said, a Fan Fest on the 10th. That is, you know, we have, it's a free event for kids, for families to come out there. We'll have different vendors. We'll have food trucks starting at 11:30. Food trucks will be there the entire week of the tournament. So we'll have a variety of different foods that people can get throughout the week. And it's just going to be a week-long event, a good time and a really family-friendly event that people can come out to.
Hey, Amy, thanks for your time this afternoon.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Okay. Amy Marquez with Pensacola Sports. She's behind this. You know, they always say, well, who's the mastermind? There you go. That's why I had her on. She can answer the questions for you, and she puts all this darn stuff together. It is the best of SEC soccer returning to Pensacola this fall. Ashton Brosnahan, the soccer complex is the place. The title, whole week there, November 3rd through 10th. And get those tickets now, PensacolaSports.org.
All righty, just a couple minutes past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. So far this afternoon, the roads have just been traffic issues in the usual areas. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, and Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well. Now that we take a closer look here, did have a crash on Pine Forest Road, or I say a crash, it's not that bad, an accident at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, causing maybe some minor congestion in that area. Nothing too severe, though. And then it's just outside of Pensacola, Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Highway 90. As for the weather, 86 degrees with a low of 75 tonight. And then tomorrow, about a 70 to 80% chance of storm. So it's going to be a pretty rainy Wednesday with a high of 87 and a low of 71.
Yeah, things are getting a little testy up there on the hill in Washington. Makers of a popular weight loss and diabetes drug is facing lawmakers. Fox's Ryan Schmelz has the details from Washington.
Novo Nordisk CEO Lars Jorgensen says no single company can solve the issue surrounding the cost of drugs, but says he's willing to work with lawmakers.
Anything that will help patients get access to affordable medicine, we'll be happy to look into.
Novo Nordisk is the maker of popular drugs to treat diabetes as well as weight loss, which includes Ozempic, which can cost over $900 for a month's supply. Jorgensen says type 2 diabetes costs the U.S. around $413 billion every year. Senator Bernie Sanders pointing out drugs like Ozempic cost less than $100 per month in some European countries. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, the Fed's 50 basis point cut has ignited market chatter along the line of local real estate professionals. Of course, Tina Leavenworth from Team Leavenworth over at Rinke Realty, appearing on Monday's Pensacola Right Now, says the Fed's cut is likely to bring more buyers and sellers to the market, potentially opening the inventory floodgates and momentum for price competition. And well, they say competition's always good in this case, so that is exactly what's happening. And she was a great guest on the show.
Oh yeah, no, we've had a loaded slate, getting a lot of expert opinions on some of this stuff, and we've got another installment of that coming up right after the Fox News break. Do we not?
Yes, and Mortgage News Daily reporting today: 30-year rates a little higher, 6.20%. 15-year fixed rate mortgage. Well, let me see here. It's a little bit lower this afternoon, 5.55%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we're going to talk sports on News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm John Saucier. Former President Trump out with a statement claiming the Justice Department's mishandling and downplaying the apparent assassination attempt on his life at the Trump International Golf Club in Florida. Attorney General Merrick Garland says he's grateful the former president is safe.
Our prosecutors and agents have been working around the clock to discover the necessary evidence to ensure accountability.
Well, the 58-year-old male would-be assassin has now been officially charged with attempting to assassinate the former president. Mr. Trump says,
"This new American industrialism will create millions and millions of jobs, massively raise wages for American workers, and make the United States into a manufacturing powerhouse like it used to be many years ago."
His comments from earlier on the campaign trail in Georgia. Vice President Kamala Harris expected a campaign in Pennsylvania tomorrow, and she's also reportedly mulling a trip to the southern border. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Justice Department is filing an antitrust lawsuit against Visa, alleging the financial services giant uses its size and dominance to stifle competition in the debit card market, costing consumers and businesses billions of dollars. According to the DOJ's complaint, 60% of debit transactions in the U.S. run on Visa's debit network, allowing it to charge over $7 billion in fees every year for processing those transactions. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher. The Dow gained 83, the S&P 500, which set a new record, was up 14, and the NASDAQ grew by 100. Elliott Management saying today it will call a special meeting at Southwest Airlines as soon as next week. The move comes shortly after the company put forward a sweeping board shakeup that it hopes might stave off a proxy fight. U.S. crude oil futures for November around $71.50 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hi, I'm Kamiko, the founder of Miko's Hot Chicken. When we started our family restaurant, we were also raising a family. But let me tell you, it wasn't easy. Our Chase Inc. card was there to reward us on all of our business needs. Now we have a thriving location, and we're hungry for more.
With the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card, you can earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owners compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, and member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sportsman and sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Elevate your engine performance with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. The Jaguars didn't have to rush to pay Trevor Lawrence this offseason, but they did by giving him a $275 million extension that keeps him in Jacksonville through 2030. It was a mistake to do that then because the Jags should have made Trevor prove his worth this year when they still had the luxury of time. And through three games for the 2024 season, Trevor looks like the farthest thing from a franchise QB. I'm Zach Gelb.
There aren't many feelings worse than trying to start your car in the morning and being greeted with a dead battery, or being stuck on the side of the road when you don't need to be. One in four vehicles on the road will need a battery replacement this year. Don't be a statistic. Stop battery problems before they stop you by testing your battery regularly. Test yours at home or at select NAPA locations nationwide. If you need a replacement, NAPA has you covered with a full range of long-lasting, high-performance batteries for nearly every make and model on the road. So don't wait. Test your battery today and let NAPA help you keep moving.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499, with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas, or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sale price before tax, title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for fall semester is now open. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu.
It's weed. Not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
September 2020. The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads, we did have an accident report at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and Blue Angel Parkway. It was causing some minor backups. Those backups are still lingering if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual areas, the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox as well, and then there's Gulf Breeze Parkway, Navarre Parkway, and Highway 90. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 as we get into your Wednesday. Pretty high chances of storms, 70 to 80% with a high of 87 and low of 71. Now, Chris, we've got Travis Tompkins on the line, do we not?
Yes, we do. It's 4:39 now, News Radio 92.3. Thanks for having us on today. Travis Tompkins, emergency manager over at EOC, is in with us this afternoon. Travis, well, we know this. Tropical Storm Helene is basically not having many surprises. In fact, the forecast hasn't changed a whole lot since yesterday. I wanted to check in with you and see how the Escambia County eyes are looking at this storm and what we need to do to get ourselves ready.
Well, thanks for having me on. It's been really interesting that the track of the storm has not really changed much, and just how early that the model forecasting came out with this and keeping it so consistent. And, you know, it's a blessing for us in the sense that it doesn't look like we're going to be getting that impact that we were, you know, potentially we were definitely preparing for. But, you know, it's still, you know, we want to make sure that we keep those folks that are going to get impacted in our prayers, because this is the third time they've been impacted in 2 years. And so, it's very unfortunate for where the track of the storm is going in right now for those folks. But for us, you know, we're going to have rip currents. We're going to have some definite, you know, high surf. But we look like we're looking like we're going to come out of this okay. But it's never it's just like Hurricane Sally. You never know. There's always can be that shift. It's so unpredictable. And so we still need to be weather aware.
You're absolutely right. I was just talking to the NHC guys a few minutes ago before we came on air. They're telling me the storm Wednesday after tomorrow afternoon is going to be a borderline tropical storm hurricane, passing about 100 miles west of Tampa around midday on Thursday as a low-end Cat 2 hurricane, reaching the area around the eastern Florida panhandle and the Big Bend area of Florida by Thursday evening as a 120-125-mile-per-hour Category 3 hurricane. I bring this to your attention because what I'm looking at here is the unique angle at which Helene approaches the Florida coastline to make it kind of apparent if it's going to be important for those last-minute shifts in the track. Are you guys watching that angle as well?
We are. That's something that we're constantly in contact with the National Weather Service. We're monitoring the you know every update that actually they send out that we're obviously poring over, and then we're running the models ourselves. We have Scotland Williams is a meteorologist on staff, and so that's having her being able to track this for us is just exponential. But those, as you said, with the if you look at the storm surge for that area. So you got the track of the storm going in just below Tallahassee, but then the storm surge stretches all the way down to Tampa, and then that's the one thing that kills more people than anything else. And I'm hoping and praying that those folks are taking it serious down there.
You know, they just have to. This isn't a new rodeo for a lot of these residents in that part of the Big Bend has been getting slammed for the past couple of years. And you got to reach out and feel sorry for those people. Travis, in terms of what's going on here locally, let's just kind of bring it down into a local snapshot. What can we expect in terms of rip currents or are we going to be dealing with any storm surge, anything like that?
No, we're not expected to get any storm surge. Okay. We will higher surf for sure. You know, Fort Pickens is closed, and so there's, you know, as a overabundance of caution, I think that was definitely the right call. 399, the Park Service is definitely watching that. So we're going to get some rough surf for sure. We're definitely going to have rip currents. And so that's something that we want to make sure that we're going to get some rain out of this that we actually need.
Right.
And so, I mean, but really it's the beach impacts, the high surf and those rip currents. Those are the real things that we're always concerned about anytime we have a storm that's coming into our area.
You were getting a lot of text in this afternoon from listeners, concerned about our messaging in terms of like, okay, they say the storm's going to go to the east of us, not going to really expect any type of storm surge issues, things like that. But why are we doing the sandbag situation. What's the story behind that? Their concern, is there really more to it than we are being told?
Now, we've gotten to the point now that we put out sand preemptively, but when we put the sand out, there was still that potential that we could have an impact, and so that's just something that we just automatically do now.
All right.
So it's out there, and I know people are taking advantage of that now in a good way, and we'll put sand out the next time that we're potentially impacted as well.
It seems like the storm's a pretty quick-moving storm. It's moving. Their forward speed is pretty hefty. It was about 12 miles per hour or so right now.
It is, and I believe it's definitely supposed to increase in speed here once it really gets into the Gulf, and that can be a good thing. You don't really want, when they stall out is when they really start to build, and so with it moving on through, we're hopeful that the category of the storm doesn't raise much.
You know, Eric Gilmore and I were having a discussion recently about this, but it's in the name of preparedness. You can't really over-prepare because you really need that. We saw it with Sally, didn't we? You know, we got the messaging, but most of the folks just did not even react to it, and then it was on top of us before we knew it.
Well, and it's what is so unfortunate is I still have constant conversations with people that they have no idea that a storm is even coming.
Right.
I had an intern that worked for us several years ago that she didn't know that Hurricane Sally was even here until it was rattling her windows, and that is so unfortunately common. And then we have all these new people that have moved to our area from all over the country that are woefully unprepared, and so it's. We're really trying to get the message out as best we can in any way possible.
Where's the OC right now? You're not activated, we know that, but how many people are over there manning that building this afternoon?
So right now, we've left out of there right now. We're monitoring from home.
Okay.
But we actually will have a large state contingency that's going to come in tomorrow since Tallahassee is going to be impacted. The State Emergency Operations Center is actually going to send quite a bit of their staff over here. We are their backup, so to speak, so that if they go dark in Tallahassee, they will be working out of the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center.
Well,
we'll be supporting them.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we'll be supporting the state in any way that we can, and then we will probably be asked to deploy our mobile command center. Actually, we've already we've seen some missions in our emergency management system from the state that they are actually already requesting us to deploy to assist some of the smaller counties, in which we will more than likely do that.
And Travis,
well,
those folks will be coming into a stellar operation. You guys run a tight ship over there, and boy, they're walking into a great facility. I do remember this when I relocated from New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina was first introduced to the EOC here. We invited the delegation from New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Lafayette, those communities to come see our operation here in Pensacola. Escambia County residents, you need to be proud of this facility. It is a beauty. It really is, Travis.
It's one of the best in the state, hands down. We're really proud of it.
Okay.
We're really proud of it.
Listen, we're back on our 12-hour release of notices from the weather services. Next, I guess, before 4:00 in the morning, we'll get the next report?
There may be one that comes out at midnight.
Oh, okay.
And so we'll check that, and then the next one, and then the one after that will be sometime after 4 a.m. So we'll be watching. I can't help it. I have to look even in the middle of the night. It's just not something that we don't ever want that Sally situation again, where it's like, no, it's not coming here. And then, right. The 1:00 in the morning, the National Weather Service calls and says, yeah, well, we kind of got that one wrong, and it's headed straight for y'all.
Listen, I was in the middle of that one, standing on the south end of the Bay Bridge when it came through. It was a mess.
That, It was. It absolutely was. And it's just in it. And that, you know, it, you know, you learn something from every storm, and it's, you know, no storm's the same. You can't compare them. But you know, every single one of them are different, but it's, and they're unpredictable. That's all right. Just all there is to it.
Okay. So we're going to be checking in with you tomorrow. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. We'll check in. And thank you for your time today. I know you're busy, and we do appreciate all of the expert information that you pass along to us. Travis Tompkins from the EOC joining us today on Pensacola Right Now, and we'll catch up with him again tomorrow on News Radio 92.3.
I need to turn my mic on. That would be smart. Absolutely. Just about 5:50 here. Right before we go to break, I'll just get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. We are seeing a lot of the issues that we typically have on the roads die down at around this time. Still have some on I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. That's giving us some issues as well. And then it's that accident report on Pine Forest Road. If you are traveling southbound towards Blue Angel Parkway, got some backups there. Last major spot's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's 86 degrees with a low of 75 tonight. Tomorrow, expected to be pretty rainy with a high of 87 and a low of 71. 5:50 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll just hit that downward stretch like we always do to send you on your way from hour two into hour number three of Pensacola Right Now, right after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. 5:53 here. Got a couple minutes to work with before we get that last quick check of the roads and weather. I'll mention this since we're a few minutes late to when I usually like to do it. Wall Street closing higher as investors largely shrugged off a weak consumer confidence reading. Excuse me. It was a weak consumer confidence reading. There we go. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 83 points to 42,208. The S&P 500 added 14 points to 5732. And the NASDAQ rose 100 points to 18,074.
Well, Vice President Kamala Harris has decided maybe to make a pretty big mistake here, not to attend the Al Smith charity dinner, as she faces criticism, especially from the Catholic Church on this, for her lack of press conferences and interviews. The Harris campaign saying that she wants to focus on campaigning in battleground states as the election approaches. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more on this trending story.
Harris is skipping out on another campaign staple, the Al Smith dinner. It's a white tie event that raises funds for Catholic charities. A campaign aide told The Hill she wants to maximize her time in battleground states instead. Harris is the first Democratic candidate to be invited and then not attend when the Republican did choose to attend in an election year since 1984. Former President Donald Trump blasted the decision on Truth Social, writing, quote, "I don't know what she has against our Catholic friends, but it must be a lot because she certainly hasn't been very nice to them. Any Catholic that votes for Comrade Kamala Harris should have their head examined."
Comrade Kamala. That's crazy.
Oh, classic Trump style there.
Okay. That is, yes.
In 3 days, one of the area's most popular outdoor festivals will kick off. Of course, 47th annual Pensacola Seafood Fest. Grills crank up starting Friday at Seville Square, or otherwise known as the place across from Hub Stacy's.
There you go. And here in some pop culture notes for you, a woman accusing Sean Diddy Combs of raping her and taping the attack in 2001. Thalia Graves addressed the media with her attorney, Gloria Allred, from L.A. Tuesday. In a lawsuit filed in New York City, Graves says that Combs and her bodyguard gave her a glass of wine, causing her to pass out. She says that she awoke in Combs' Manhattan studio, hands tied behind her back, and was raped by Combs and his bodyguard. It's the latest accusation to hit Combs, who remains locked up in Brooklyn on racketeering and sex trafficking charges.
Well, oh, boy, I used to live in Brooklyn. There you go. I was going to say, I sure would hate to be in the jail in Brooklyn. I'd hate to be in any jail, actually. You know, U.S. News and World Report has released its college rankings with the top three unchanged from last year. Fox's Tanya Powers has more on the story.
U.S. News and World Report has released its annual Best Colleges rankings with slight tweaks to its methodology, like eliminating first-generation graduation rates as a factor. Princeton University, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and Harvard University remain in the number 1, 2, and 3 spots on the list for a second year in a row. Rounding out the top five are Stanford, which tied for third last year but dropped to fourth this year, and Yale. The rankings also had more year-to-year movement. Claremont McKenna College in California rose 3 spots to a 4-way tie at number 8, and Howard University rejoined the top 100, rising 29 spots to number 86. Okay. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, Tanya, thank you. The general election, less than 42 days away. Here's a few deadlines you maybe need to be aware of. October 7th is the last day to register to vote. October 24th is the deadline for vote-by-mail request. Early voting, October 26th through November 2nd. That is in Escambia County, October 21st through November 2nd in Santa Rosa. November 5th, of course, Election Day. Polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. To cast a ballot at the early voting site, you must have a photo ID and a legal signature. And don't forget about election night coverage on News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely.
We'll have it for you, and we kick it off at 7 o'clock.
And looking at the roads and weather here, just one last time for this hour. Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, still slightly backed up. Same with where we had that accident on Pine Forest Road, traveling southbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Outside of that, it's just I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, it's still 86 degrees here with a low of 75 tonight. And tomorrow, expect some rain. 70 to 80% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 87 and a low of 71 on your Wednesday.
You know, Travis, Tompkins, we just had him on a few minutes ago, and thank him for joining us from the EOC. He was talking about the rain situation. We actually do need a little bit of rain around here. Yeah. So maybe this might be a little blessing for us in getting some of the wet stuff. FDOH, Santa Rosa Animal Services, big event this Friday, hosting a drive-through rabies vaccination clinic. This is for both dogs and cats. The clinic opens Friday 4 to 6. This will be at the PSC Milton campus over on Highway 90 in Milton. A vaccination certificate and rabies tag will also be provided when you do go over there.
And the Department of Justice suing Visa over alleged antitrust violations. Visa is accused by the DOJ and Attorney General Merrick Garland of monopolizing debit markets. Prosecutors say Visa controls debit network markets by using agreements with merchants, card issuers, and competitors. Garland said that Visa's unlawful conduct affects not just the price of one thing, but the price of nearly everything. The DOJ said over 60% of U.S. debit transactions run on Visa's network, with Visa raking in more than $7 billion in processing fees each year.
Just a little bit of change there, wouldn't you say?
Just a tad, yeah.
Okay, the downtown train exhibit just got a whole lot bigger. UWF's Historic Trust rolled out the grand opening of its new train pavilion on Monday. The trust received over $500,000 to improve the exhibition, featuring a new train canopy area with a locomotive and a flat car formerly owned by the T.R. Miller Mill Company, as well as an LNN caboose. Louisville and Nashville caboose.
Yeah.
Have you ever been over that train pavilion?
I think I have.
It is very cool.
It
is absolutely very cool. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for having us on, everybody.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.